This is LeanMeanMarketing.com with Andrew Hippo. Lean, mean, marketing. This is LeanMeanMarketing.com with Andrew Hiddleston. Andrew here for LeanMeanMarketing.com. In today's video, let's talk about autoresponders. More specifically, which one or which type may be the best for your business. Let's get right to it. Okay, before we talk about autoresponders, I just want to say for the record, I'm against storing email addresses locally in WordPress. And by that I mean these plugins or these other tools that allow you, when someone signs up to your newsletter, allow you to collect and store the information within WordPress and then email the people via that way. It's not very secure and it's not very efficient. And a lot of the time you'll run into spam filters. So it's highly, highly, highly recommended that you use a professional paid autoresponder service. So with that being said, there's three different categories or three different classes that I look at. There's completely, totally free, there's good quality, and then there's more of the premium. And okay, so first of all, if you don't want to spend any money or you have zero budget for this, and I mean zero budget, there's a service called Imnica Mail, and they've been around for a few years, and for the first, I think it's 500 signups, they allow it free. You don't have to pay for anything. The only catch with using Imnica Mail is that they include their own branding in the footer of your email. But again, it's free, and if you're not sure how to use an autoresponder, or you're just kind of getting into it and you don't want to start having to pay a monthly fee right off the bat, check out Imnica Mail. Their deliverability is okay from what we've seen. We do not use them as a primary service, but we have tested them and their deliverability does seem to be okay. Okay, so the next step up with that is essentially the autoresponder that has run my business for the last 2 years plus, AWeber. And I absolutely love AWeber. It's not only got what I consider to be the absolute best deliverability, so that means making it through all the different spam filters, but it's got an easy to use interface and their pricing is great. In fact, if you sign up, the first month I believe is $1 to basically try it. You can cancel at any time and then it goes to $19 a month. And it only increases as your subscribers increase. So if you have a huge list or you build a massive subscriber list, you'll obviously pay more than someone who has just say 500 or 1,000 subscribers. So it's got that tiered pricing that kind of lets you control the pricing because, again, as your list is increasing, your revenue should be increasing with it. Okay, number three on the list are the premium autoresponder services. These are things like Office Autopilot and Infusionsoft, and they offer a whole lot more than just the basic email storage and email broadcast features that something like AWeber or Imnica Mail offer. The really cool things about Office Autopilot and Infusionsoft is it lets you incorporate if-then statements into your autoresponder sequence, meaning if the prospect clicks a link in this email or if they take action on this, you can have logic in there that will the autoresponder will then look at what action or what they've done and then base the next step off of that. So you can get some extremely customized and powerful email campaigns that are completely targeted towards that user. Okay, so let's quickly review. If you don't want to spend a lot of money and you still want to try an autoresponder and you kind of want to get familiar with how these things work before you commit anything, check out Imnica Mail. They have some paid plans too, so if you're comfortable with their service, you can grow with it as well. If you do have a little bit money, and this is the one I would recommend you start with, go with AWeber. Not only is the deliverability as good as it gets, but the user interface is easy to use and their customer support is great. I've been using them for well over 2 years, almost 3 years now, and honestly, I can think of maybe one or two issues that we've had that were quickly resolved each time by their support. And then once you get your business to the point that you have a good subscriber base, a good customer base, you're going to want to switch to something more powerful like Office Autopilot or Infusionsoft. I would recommend checking out Office Autopilot. It's a little bit cheaper than Infusionsoft and seems to have all the same important, powerful capability. Like I said, the if-then statements and everything that you need to create that powerful customized email campaign. So again, this is Andrew Hiddleston from LeanMeanMarketing.com. I hope you found these autoresponder tips useful, and I will talk to you real soon.